1077 Today FM. I'm Kate in the studio. It's a pleasure to have Trish McGregor from the Stratford Public Library. How are you, Trish?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me in, Kate.
I'm so excited to see you. I feel like every time we have a blast.
Always.
Always. So it's March break this week. Lots of fun stuff happening at the library. Can you walk us through what we're doing each day?
Absolutely. Kate, the children's programs are drop-in, and we have Maker Monday on Monday. So just think everything that you can make. There will be coding opportunities. There will be some robots. There will be some creative activities, of course, and just the auditorium filled with activities and excitement and children's using their imagination and creating. So it'll be lots and lots of fun.
Who doesn't want to play with robots? That sounds awesome.
Who doesn't want to play with robots? I haven't met very many people who have resisted.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. And then Monday evening is our famous stuffy sleepover. It is awesome. Now, keep in mind, it's the stuffies that stay overnight at the library and not the children. Mm-hmm. And I do recommend that children bring their second or third favorite stuffed animal to stay at the library and not their very favorite.
Right.
So yes. The concept is there will be a story time. They can bring their stuffy to play with, interact with, make a craft with. And if they choose, they can have their stuffed animal stay overnight. And then we will post pictures of the antics of the stuffed animals on Facebook.
They get really mischievous. I've seen the pictures the last year, and they definitely get up to some shenanigans.
Shenanigans is a perfect word for those stuffies. It's very cute. And if children don't want to leave their stuffed animal, but they do want to participate in that fun, we do have some they can adopt for the night and put their name on so they can watch for that stuffed animal that belongs to the library.
Very exciting.
Yeah, so fun. And then they will come to the library on Tuesday morning to pick up their stuffed animal and come to our PJ party. So no need to get dressed. Just come in your pajamas and have a PJ party.
Perfect. And the stuffies are already there, ready to see you and play in your PJs. That's so fun.
Absolutely. So much fun. And then on Tuesday afternoon, we're having our Maker Mania. And our guru, Eric from the Makerspace, is going to be joining me for that one. We're doing Music Mania.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. So what does Music Mania entail?
It will be a lot of experimenting and discovery of some musical instruments, making your own musical instruments. It'll be a little noisy in the library.
You guys are not scared of noise as a library.
We are not. We love happy noise.
Yes.
And then Wednesday is Imagination Station. So just as the name implies, you'll be using lots of your imagination. It's geared for the younger set, and they can come in and create, explore, and use their imagination. Let it take them to new places.
That's so exciting.
Very fun. And then that leads us to Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon is Marble Mania.
The best.
It is. Now, there are marbles. They are small pieces, so probably better for school-age children or lots of supervision from a parent or a caregiver. But marble painting and marble games and marble mazes, just marbles, marbles, marbles.
Yes, and don't eat the marbles.
Don't eat the marbles.
They look tasty sometimes, but don't eat the marbles. We're just playing with them.
And then on Thursday, I'm losing my spot in the week.
We're losing our marbles.
We're losing our marbles. I get so excited. On Thursday, we are going to have Movers and Shakers. And Movers and Shakers is, again, what the name implies. We bring the kids who want to move and shake and have all kinds of energy. We love their energy, and we will use that energy in fun and creative ways.
That's so awesome. I should get my energy out. I should come to that.
It is so fun.
Love it.
And then moving the energy, slowing it down a little bit for the afternoon, board game blitz. So all kinds of board games. People can make their own board games, play board games, bring friends to play with or meet new friends to play with. So it's just awesome. A lovely program, a little quieter. For those people who like a little quieter program, this would be perfect for them.
Amazing. And then Friday of March break, what's going on?
We are moving it to the mall.
Oh!
We are. So we'll be at the Stratford Mall. The program in the morning is called Moving and Grooving at the Mall.
Oh, fun.
And it will be very interactive. Again, there might be a little noise. Lots of fun and engagement. Great for all ages, but particularly the little ones really will enjoy the interactive storytelling, songs, and very active activities.
Yeah. So we'll find you at Stratford Mall on Friday.
At Stratford Mall, yeah. Rumor has it the parachute might be there.
Mm-hmm. The parachute. Oh, man. Yes. I remember playing with a parachute when I was a kid.
Matt. So much fun.
It's the like best memory.
Then in the afternoon, we're staying at the mall and we're going to bring out our Lego for Lego Mania at the mall.
Oh, boy. Okay, hopefully nobody steps on any.
You know, marbles and Lego, both you have to watch.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Absolutely.
And so that's for our children's programs. But Brooke has been super busy planning for the teens as well. So in particular, I want to talk about actually Percy Jackson's Camp Half-Blood on Thursday, March 14th.
Yes.
And she describes it as live your Percy Jackson dreams by visiting Camp Half-Blood at the library. We'll have games, crafts, and tons of adventure-based fun theme around the book and new streaming show.
So. Yeah, there's a new Percy Jackson show out right now, which is awesome.
Mm.
So, I remember watching all the movies, and that's as far as I got. But the show looks pretty cool, too.
Really cool. And Brooke always is on top of things and what's
Absolutely.
New and current. And she has lots of activities and games. And around the theme of Greek mythology, and it's for ages 7 and up.
Awesome. That
so more
like
information,
fun.
Of course, can be found on our website, splibrary.ca. There's more teen programs, and I really encourage people to check that out.
Yeah, Brooke is fantastic. She's so fun. And I mean, if you have teenagers, go to the library, splibrary.ca. Check out the teen programs because she works really hard on those.
Oh, she does. We have such a great team, and I can't say enough about the whole team. So
exactly.
Even if people aren't coming to programs, please come to the library during March
Absolutely.
Break. We've got books, video games to borrow. We've got maker kits to borrow. The makerspace will be open during makerspace hours. We'll have self-directed activities on the lower floor, on tables, puzzles and games and things like that for people to come anytime. We have our programs, but there's so much more at the library. We'd love to see them there.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Trish. We're looking forward to this week for March break. Thanks so much for coming in and chatting about it.
Thanks for having me, Kate. Always a pleasure.